Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that you are fairly waterproof, or at least you'll dry quickly. Plenty of outdoor activities may be more pleasant when it is not raining than when it is, or when the weather is otherwise less than agreeable. But it is still more fun to enjoy yourself and get wet than skip the fun and stay dry. You will probably be dry again in a little while, one way or another. So I'm taking the title of this episode from a recent dilemma in my family. We were pondering grilling because, well, grilled food tastes good. But it was also drizzling, which isn't exactly grilling weather. But it turns out that they make umbrellas. And you don't have to stand outside for that long when you're grilling. You can go in and out. So my husband, who tends to do the grilling in our family, made it work. You can, in fact, grill in the rain. More generally, bad weather doesn't always need to take away your joy. For instance, I bet you have friends who run or walk every day, no matter what. While it might seem crazy to some people to run when it's drizzly, or 85 degrees Fahrenheit, or 15 degrees, I could tell you that daily exercise makes some people stay grounded and calm. So why would the weather change that? It is better to be grounded and wet than stressed and dry. It is better to go for a run in frigid temperatures and come back, warm up, and be happy to spend time with your family, than to stay in the house and stay warm, but also spend the whole day sulking. Plenty of outdoor activities, even with kids, are perfectly doable in bad weather. You can go to the zoo in the rain. You'll probably avoid the crowds. You can also check out an outdoor sculpture park or build sandcastles at the beach, or explore the downtown of a town you are visiting in less than optimal weather. Extra layers plus hand warmers mean that most of the fun you can have in 50-degree weather, you can have in 20-degree weather. I recently heard from someone who almost skipped a tour on the last day of a vacation when she went somewhere during a cold snap. But she decided that she wanted to have done the tour. She bundled up and had a great time. A few hours later, she was warm and toasty in her hotel room. More importantly, in another day, she was back to her normal life. But her normal life with this wonderful memory. Now, of course, you want to avoid being outside in the lightning or in temperatures that are truly dangerously cold or hot. But to a large extent, having the right gear and having a positive mindset make it possible to enjoy most outdoor activities, regardless. So if it is raining, go ahead and grill in the rain. My guess is that your dinner will taste fantastic. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Thank you. Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.